The sad truth is, most people are miserable. Most people are not happy. That's why we're talking about it this season. But if you are unhappy, what are the things that you can do to become happier? Welcome to the Principles of Success.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So what to do if you're unhappy? Well, first off, you have to remember that if you're living a miserable lifestyle, it's really hard to be happy. And you have to work to change your life and shape your life into a life that you can actually enjoy. Now, part of that is doing the things that we talked about a couple of weeks ago with the things that make you happy. Build your own personal rat park, a place where you'll actually enjoy yourself. Also part of it is your health. Part of it's your financial situation. Part of it's your relationships. We'll cover those all really in depth over the next several weeks. There's lots of things that you can do to improve your life to make it easier for you to be happy. But here's the thing. You have to start. You have to start, period. And it can be little things. There's a really good motivational speech. I'll probably try and post it prior to this episode. But there's a really good motivational speech where a Marine talks about doing little things like making your bed. You start your day off by making your bed. You got the first task of the day done. Now, I don't make my bed. I don't care about making my bed. It doesn't give me any satisfaction. It doesn't do anything for me. But having that little task, that little win of the day at the start of the day is very useful. The important thing is you just need to start doing little things to put you on the right path. And it can be little things like making your bed. It can be little things like actually going to bed on time. It can be little things like going out once a week to make friends so that way you have a social circle. It can be little things like figuring out how to cut some expenses so that way your financial situation isn't as stressful. Don't do it all at once. Just do one thing at a time. Start doing just one little tweak. I don't know, each week, each month, I don't know. Last weekend I cooked 2 months worth of food, so that way I wouldn't have to worry about what's for dinner for the next several months. Because as of recording this episode, I'm still working on trying to get an event off the ground. But I cooked a bunch of food. I did one little thing. It took all weekend to do, but I did one little thing, so that way I wouldn't have to worry about the stress of trying to feed myself for the next couple of months. Just do little things. Start some good habits. Go to bed on time. Eat healthy. Get some sunlight. Exercise. Call your mom. Learn some new skills so that way you can improve your financial situation. Whether it's business or employee, it doesn't matter. Build some fun hobbies, like for instance, dancing, so you can meet some people. As you build good habits, you will slowly start to be not necessarily happy, but less miserable. And remember, it takes time. It takes a long time. Truth is, most of my life, I've been a very, very miserable person. In fact, one of the reasons why I saved the happiness principles for last is because I was still trying to figure it all out. It's really only been within the last like 6 months that I've been able to honestly say that I'm not absolutely miserable. I'm still working on being what you would call a very happy person. I'm not sure I'll ever get there. But I definitely enjoy life a whole lot more. And that's my main goal for this year, is to learn to enjoy life. And a lot of it really does have to do with your attitude. Not necessarily how everyone seems to think of it as you just need to choose to be happy, which we'll talk about in a future episode. And you just need to be more grateful. Now, the biggest difference for me anyway is quit worrying, quit stressing about everything. It doesn't matter. I was beating myself up the other day because I only got a full day's worth of work done. And then after work, even though I was tired, I only got a couple of videos recorded and a couple podcast episodes recorded. I was like, that's nowhere near enough that I got done today. I wish I'd gotten more done, but I was a lazy bum and didn't get enough done. Guess what? I don't think you guys will crucify me if I miss an episode or am a day late on the episode. Heck, most of you probably don't even listen to the episodes until they're about a week old. I know that because I have data. It's really not a big deal if you don't get everything that you want to get done done. I am a very high-strung individual. That's something that's not natural to me. I'm like, I gotta get it all done. I gotta get it all done right now. But there's plenty of people who I wouldn't necessarily say they're happy. They're usually high. But they're usually a whole lot less stressed. They're like, oh, man, you just gotta let live and let live. You just gotta flow with the ocean. And they take it to the extreme. I'm on the other side of the extreme. But if you do relax, if you do just live and let live, go with the flow, not worry about every single thing, then it's a whole lot easier to be happy. And I've been learning that the last, I don't know, 2-3 years. Because here's the thing, it's all going to work out just fine. And that's the big key for if you're unhappy. You have to learn, and if you're stressed, you have to learn to trust the Lord. I'm not very good at that. I'm not very patient. I don't like trusting the Lord. I don't like trusting the security bar on a roller coaster. Like, what if that snaps on me? Like, you're skinny and it's well-maintained. It's not going to snap on you. Yeah, but what if it does? As you learn to trust the Lord more, as you learn to trust that everything's going to work out how it needs to work out, then you are able to go with the flow. You are able to be less worried. And once again, this is not going to happen overnight, especially if you're as high-strung as I am. It takes time for you to develop those habits, to develop those attitudes that are required for you to be happy. Because if you are trying to control every single possible outcome that can happen, if you have the weight of the world on your shoulders, if you're bored out of your mind, if your life is meaningless and unenjoyable, it's really hard to choose to be happy. But as you start making changes, as you start developing good habits, as you start developing the right attitudes, your life will improve. Your perspective in life will improve. As you start gaining some financial success, your stress levels will go down. It's a whole lot easier to be happy when you're not worried about your bills. As you start healing your brain, gaining energy, feeling sharper, getting rid of that brain fog, it's a whole lot easier to be happy. And we'll talk about health next week. As you start developing social skills, as you start developing a social circle of friendships and brotherhoods and girlfriends or boyfriends, and maybe even a spouse, and then children, and then strengthen the relationships you already have with your parents and your siblings. When you do all of these things, just start making little changes day by day. As you start doing all these things, I can promise you, you will find it a whole lot easier to be happy. As you start building a relationship with the Lord, as you start trusting Him more, as you start praying to Him and letting Him relieve your burdens, you will become a lot happier. Now, I have a neighbor who, when he moved in, absolutely miserable person. Like, he had nothing going for him in his life at that moment. He was just miserable. And I just casually kind of befriended him. I did good things. I shoveled his walkway for him. I invited him to go dancing with me. He never said yes for months. But I invited him every once in a while if I saw him. I was like, hey, I'm going dancing. You want to come? Not ever actually expecting him to say yes. Well, one day he did. And then he started having a little bit of social interaction. He wasn't locked in his, as he says, his dungeon 24/7. Then he had something traumatic happen. And then he asked me if he could start going to church with me. And the difference for him was night and day. Over just the course of 4 months. 6 months if you include him starting to go out and do social stuff with me. Over the course of 4-6 months, his life went from absolutely nothing to live for, why wouldn't I be drunk all the time, to he has a girlfriend, he has a different job because he wanted a better job, and quite frankly, he's enjoying life right now. And all he did was do the things that I told you. He started improving his social circle, improving his social skills. He started going to church, building a relationship with the Lord, and that was night and day for him. He stopped drinking. He switched jobs so that way he could get proper sleep. I don't know if he's eating any better, but the fact that he has a girlfriend, I'm hoping he's probably eating better because he was eating pretty trashy beforehand. But he just did these little changes, and over the course of just 6 months, his life has drastically improved. Now, I'm going to leave that here for today. It's going to be a shorter episode, but that's pretty much everything I wanted to talk about. Just start making little changes and doing the things, being the good person, building the good habits that are required for you to be happy. And with that, I'll see you all next week where we're going to talk about the principles of health when it comes to happiness.